Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And my guest today, Nathan McDaniels. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, originally from Greenfield, but you're operating the Rent One store here in town.
That is correct.
In Jerseyville on State Street, 907 South State Street. Now, Nathan, you grew up in Greenfield. How about that?
Yep, born and raised in Greenfield. So I've been in the area for pretty much my entire life.
You're born and raised in Greenfield, but you just wanted to get to Jerseyville someday, right?
I actually been working real hard to get to Jerseyville, yep.
You are the manager of the Rent One store in town where you rent furniture, TVs. What else do you rent?
Appliances, mattresses, PCs. About anything, really.
All right. And now you graduated out of Greenfield High School, and then I understand you kind of went straight to work right out of high school?
Straight to work. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Where'd you work at?
I got a job as a pin setter at Bullhaven Lanes in Alton, Illinois.
Pin setter?
Yep.
Okay. So you just working nights or days or what? How'd you do
working
that?
Mainly nights. Spent a lot of time up there bowling. They had an all-you-can-bowl thing, and I took advantage of it every night. And the general manager up there tapped me on the shoulder and asked me what I was doing, and I said, well, I'm bowling.
Okay. Okay, pin setting. So people are – don't they have a machine that does that automatically?
Yeah, but there's got to be somebody that that monitors it, you know, maintains it. You know, sometimes you get pin jams or a ball stuck or
– Okay,
you know.
So when bowling's going on, there is a pin setter on premise.
Yep.
You know, even always. If you weren't right there, you know, hey, need you on aisle 5 or something, right? You go and fix it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I would assume you're a pretty good bowler.
I've been bowling ever since then, so yeah, I've – bowled quite a few 300 games, 800 series. So,
oh yeah, you bowled some 300 games. What happened when you did, what made the 300 game? What's the secret to doing a 300 game?
A lot of luck.
A lot of luck.
A lot of luck.
Really?
Yep. A little bit of skill and a lot of luck.
Well, you've done it a few times.
Yep.
So you're pretty lucky.
Sometimes, yep.
Yeah. What's your average?
It's not as much as it used to be.
What was your average when you were doing really well?
About 230.
230.
You know, 225s to 230.
So you played on some teams or what?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bowling leagues. Still bowl. I'm actually bowling this evening.
Are you? Now, where do you bowl at?
Bullhaven Lanes.
Bullhaven?
Where
still
I worked at. Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Can't get away from them.
Is bowling, is it got a comeback coming on, or is it as popular as it used to be? Tell me about bowling, the history of bowling, what's going on with bowling.
Bowling, you know, it kind of died off for a little while, but it is as strong as it's ever been, in my opinion.
Right now?
Oh, yeah. The youth is just eating it up.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What made it die off?
Stereotype, I think. You know, it wasn't cool to be a bowler, I think, was one of the stigmas or whatever. But, you know, now it's, you know, they've come up with a lot of high school programs, which, you know, that wasn't a thing back then. The youth bowling programs.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, kids every weekend are in some type of youth competitive tournament bowling.
Okay. Hey, did you ever see this bowling? I went with my brother down to a convention in Orlando, Florida, and it was about basically all kinds of amusements, mm-hmm. right? And they had this bowling, this new kind of bowling out. I can't remember what the name of it was, but the lanes, it had obstacles in the lanes. Did you ever hear something like this?
No.
Yeah, the lanes were shorter, the balls were smaller, and it had obstacles that would come up during the game. Right?
Oh, that would be maddening.
And they would also, it would have like bumpers up so you couldn't go in the gutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it made it kind of, you know, supposedly it made it fun and exciting.
Kind of like putt-putt golf for bowling.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that. Except it wasn't cheap. I mean, this was an apparatus. I mean, it cost some money to put those things in.
Oh, yeah.
But they needed less space, And it just added a little bit of something different to the game. But so you were in bowling for 10 years, 10 years setting and playing. That had to be pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it. You know, I ended up being the head mechanic there after, you know, a few years. So I spent a lot of time in the management team and, you know.
Yeah. So after 10 years, you said, hey, my fingers are getting sore. I've got to move on to something else. My back, my knees, I've got to do something else. So what'd you do after that?
I moved back home, back to Carrollton, and just trying to figure out, you know, what was going to be best for me and my dad. He had been retired for a few years, and if anybody knew my dad, he's didn't like sitting still, you know. So
what's your dad's name?
Shorty.
Shorty?
Yep, he's well known in the area.
Shorty McDaniels.
Yep, he owned a body shop for about 30 years in Greenfield.
He always had to stay on the move. How old was he when he retired back then?
So, 60, I think he retired a little early. I think he's retired at 64.
Okay, but still wanted to do something.
Oh, yeah, he had to do something.
And he wanted you to help him, right?
Yep, so I was at about 2:30 in the morning. He come and got me, and he said, you know what? I'm sick of retirement. How about we open a furniture store?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm not really doing anything. Let's do it.
I'll be darned. So what'd you open?
So we opened, we bought the old lumber yard on the edge of Carrollton there, and we opened a new and used an antique store. And we opened that at about 2011.
Yeah. And how long did you guys operate there?
We closed it up in about 2018. My father actually passed away in 2017. So,
oh, I see. Sorry kinda, to hear that.
After he passed away, it kind of, you know, took the fun out of it. It was, you know, it was one of those decisions where it was just time to move on from that.
But you did, you went from then, you came to Rent One?
Yep. Once again, you know, I was just looking for opportunities or what was going to be my, you know, next interest. And a buddy of mine was working for the company at the time. It was a former company at the time. We got bought out in 2019. But he said, you know, there's a position here, you know, you're interested. And I said, sure, why not? You know, so I ended up in the rent-owned family at that point in time.
So Rent One, I didn't realize that's a big outfit. They got a lot of stores.
We got over 100 stores now.
Over 100 yep. stores. Now, is that across, what, Illinois, Missouri? How far do you guys go?
We've got stores in Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, of course, Missouri and Illinois.
You must be doing something right, or the company is.
Yep.
So tell us about Rent One. Why do people come to you and like rent to own items versus just buying an item?
Well, there's two things. Obviously, some people like to just make payments on things. You know, you may not have the budget to go and buy something outright. But the other reason is the service that's provided with that. You know, one of the big things that we provide is the servicing, the warranty of the merchandise. So, you know, say for example, you know, you buy a refrigerator, and we all know things can happen. Even a brand new refrigerator, 6 months, the refrigerator goes out and you're in a panic. What am I going to do? You know, mm-hmm. I just bought this high priced refrigerator. It's not working. All my food's going bad. You know, I don't know what to do. But with us, we provide that service. We're just a phone call away, and all you have to do is just call us. And most of the time we can get you a loaner out that day.
Okay.
And we'll bring your refrigerator in, and we'll handle all the repairs, the warranty process, to where you don't have to, you know, call the warranty and maybe wait 6, 7, 8 months to get, you know, that process taken care of. So we're going to take care of you basically that day. So,
and it's rent to own. So they're making a payment on it, and they can eventually own it themselves.
Yep, absolutely.
What's the timeline usually on that?
So our maximum terms right now is 2 years, which is a great thing. You know, if you buy something on a credit card, you know, you may be paying on it 10, 15 years before you pay it off. With us, in 2 years, you're going to own it.
Right. And also with a credit card, sometimes if you, you know, delay your payments or whatever, and then you get to the high interest rates, you know.
Absolutely.
And that can cost you a lot of money. So this upfront, you know what you're going to pay, and
you know when it's going to pay off, you know. Yeah. So
what are some of the more popular items that you handle? Okay, you got refrigerators. What else? You have freezers, I'm sure.
Freezers, laundry, of course. You know, that's always a big ticket item for us, washers and dryers. Mattresses is a huge thing. You know, everybody deserves a good night's sleep.
Yes, they do.
And if you go, you know, and you've done your research on mattresses, they're not cheap anymore.
No.
You know, nothing's really cheap anymore. So being able to provide, you know, we carry our own Passport Sleep line. And the mattresses we have are just absolutely stellar. They're great quality. And those payments are only a 1-year term. So okay. When you're buying a mattress from us, you know, you're getting that great night's sleep. You're going to pay it off in a year and you're getting the quality that you deserve. You know, everybody wants to wake up without having those aches and pains every morning.
Yes. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Nathan McDaniels. He's the manager of Rent One store at 907 South State Street here in Jerseyville. What are some of the other things that I could expect to find at Rent One? TVs?
Oh, TVs, absolutely.
TVs, I knew TVs.
Yep.
Yeah. All kinds of sizes.
Oh, yeah. We carry anything from, you know, anymore, the size of the TV has gone up. You know, a standard size TV is about 43 inches and bigger now. We carry all the way up to 85s. We've even sold a couple 96s that I know of. So,
wow, yeah. I recently bought an 85 for my wife for anniversary, you know, and she didn't want it. She did not want it. It sat in the garage for almost like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And finally, some friends of hers convinced that she should let me put it up in the living room. And I did. And I love it. It's like being in a movie theater.
Absolutely.
Every night. It's great. I mean, it's fantastic. And it's, you know, you can stream everything. You know, it's super. I didn't know how much I really would like it, but I really like it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Most people don't realize how much they want a big TV until they actually have one. And that's the best thing that they ever had.
So TVs, refrigerators, washers and dryers, mattresses, furniture. You do furniture, right?
Yep,
that's kind of down your alley.
That's our bread and butter, yeah.
Do you rent bowling balls or rent-own bowling balls?
Well, we haven't, but I'm sure that we probably could.
You'd be an expert on that.
Yeah, I could help them pick out a good bowling ball. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So furniture, what kind of furniture do you have?
One of the big popular items now is the big chaise chairs and stuff. We've been selling a lot of those.
What are they like? What's a chaise chair?
Chaise chair is basically a giant oversized lounging chair. If you can kind of picture, it's almost like a big square. And most of the ones we carry have built-in cup holders. They've got phone chargers on them.
Does it come up like put your feet onto or not?
Most people compare them to like laying on a bed. You know, it's just it's a built-in footrest.
Okay,
all-in-one.
Oh, okay. So it is like a bed.
And it's got a backrest on it. So, I mean, it's the ultimate
backrest,
lounging chair.
Siderest. Yeah, big lounging chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are popular, huh?
Oh, super popular. Not easy to get in, but once you get in them, you almost never want to get out of them. So,
so your company, it's the headquarters is where?
Yeah, in St. Louis on Page Avenue.
And how about the folks that's the family that's, I mean, it's a family owned business, right?
Yep.
Where are they from?
They're from the local area. A lot of people don't realize that it is a locally owned family ran business. You know, a lot of the family is actually in the company in all various positions. Some of them even run stores. So
have you tried to get adopted yet by the family?
Always, always. I have a great relationship with Larry, the owner of the company. And,
oh, good.
He's a tremendous guy.
Well, the big thing is you got a big grand reopening sale. You guys did a bunch of remodeling and
yes,
fixing up and carrying on. And it's coming up May 1st through the 3rd. Or do you have something going on ahead of time before that?
Yes. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be doing $5 down, get you started on any new agreement. On the 15th.
Yes.
We're going to be running that all the way through the end of the month.
What's the deal?
So $5 gets you started on any new agreement. You come in and basically $5 down, pick out what you want.
No way.
And that'll get you started.
$5 is it?
That's it.
Like I could get one of those big lounge chairs for $5.
$5.
$5, and
we'll get it to you today.
And you deliver it to my house?
Absolutely, free delivery and setup.
Wow, that is pretty cool. So that starts tomorrow, April 15th, and that goes on. But then you have the big grand reopening. When's that?
That's going to be the weekend, May 1st through the 3rd.
Yeah? What's going on with that? What can I expect?
So starting that day, it's going to be a dollar down gets you started. So if you wanted to wait until that day to get your Chase share, just bring in $1.
Just one?
Just $1. A buck gets you started.
I could get multiple things started with like $2 or $3 or $4, right?
We do bundling. So if you wanted to add some tables with that Chase share or that 85-inch TV.
Yeah, get an 85 for my bedroom too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have door prizes.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the door prizes, because I'm kind of excited because I could come in every day and be eligible for a door prize.
Yep. So we're going to basically be giving, if you walk in the door, you're going to be leaving with some sort of a prize or whatever.
What? You're kidding.
Absolutely.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Wow. But tell me about the big prizes, the ones that I want to win.
So on May 2nd, we're going to be drawing for a free 65-inch TCL 4K TV.
Cool.
So those TVs we talked about, we're going to give one away for absolutely free.
65. Cool.
We're also going to be drawing daily at various times for other prizes. We're giving away a bunch of Bluetooth speakers, weighted blankets.
What's a weighted blanket?
My wife is crazy about it.
I've never heard of a weighted
blanket. I absolutely hate it, but my wife absolutely loves it.
What is it?
They're just heavy. It gives you kind of that hugging feeling, I guess. But there's people that are absolutely, they can't live
without
a weighted
blanket.
Maybe
that's why my wife never wanted one. You know, she didn't want that huggy feeling. Maybe. Yep. I don't know.
I don't understand it. It's not for me, but I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love it. My wife's one of them, and she'll attest to it. She'll probably be like, can I get in the entry for that?
So you got weighted blankets, big TVs, and that's May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What is that?
I believe that is Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All right. Anything else going on that day?
We're also going to give away some, like a coffee pot. We're giving away a desk.
A desk?
Yep.
What kind of desk?
Just a regular, you know, it could be a gaming desk. It could be, you know, the business work for your house or whatever.
Oh,
just
you get
a little.
Pick it out?
No, we have one selected that we're going to be giving away. It'll be on display, too. Everything that we have will be on display. So you can come in. We'll probably have those out shortly. So you can come in and take a look at them. And
just off the top of your head, how many different prizes are you giving away during these 3 days?
Some of the bigger ones, we probably have 20-something of the bigger prizes. And then, you know, we have well over 100 of the smaller door prizes and stuff that we're going to be handing out.
Now, you've been with... You know, been with the company for a while, and you're a local guy, mm-hmm. And they're from St. Louis. What do you really like? What do you see that people really like about Rent One? Because they might be skeptical about coming to, you know, I don't want to rent my stuff. I want to buy it. You know, I don't want, you know, what if I can't make the payment or whatever. But what usually happens, and what do the people like about Rent One?
I think it's because you're not held to a long-term agreement. You know, when you buy something from, you know, outright from a store, it's yours. You know, unless you return it in a real short amount of time, you own it. With us, you know, we like to call it try it before you buy it. You know, you may have it for a month or 2 months and decide this isn't working for you, or this mattress isn't the right mattress. I need to pick out another one. We don't hold you to that agreement. You can call us, return it, pick out something else, and you know, we'll redeliver a new product to you. So you're not held to that product during that time. So that's one of the great things with Rent-Own.
That's what people really like.
Absolutely. Yeah,
the freedom. I just know a couple years ago, when we had all the people on the pipeline coming in, and I had some apartments open, but they wanted them furnished, you know. So I had like 4 apartments, and I had to gather up some furniture for them. And they were there about, you know, 8 months, 9 months, and then they left. And then I had all this odd and end furniture that I stored for, you know, a couple years. And finally, I think I I handed it over to the pawn shop and let them get rid of it. But
we would have been a great option.
Yeah, that is a good option for temporary. Like if somebody's in temporarily and they just need furniture for a short time.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, the solar companies and the companies that are building the big windmills and stuff, you know, they've utilized this quite a bit here recently. We also work with a lot of, like, local stagers and stuff that are selling homes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know, forgot we'll go about out and, that, realtors.
We'll go out and actually, you know, they'll rent some product for us short term.
Yeah, and you'll make a deal home. Like that for them.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if they want to use it for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months,
yep.
whatever they want to yep. sell their that makes sense. Now you guys, you'll come in, deliver it all, and yep. set it all up.
Yep, we'll bring it in, set it up, put it wherever you want. Make sure you're happy with it before we leave.
Sounds great. Any other words of wisdom that you want to talk about before we wrap this interview up?
Just looking forward to seeing everybody. And if you're a little skeptical about, you know, doing rent to own, come pay me a visit. I assure you by the time you leave, I'll make sure that you understand that rent to own is actually not only the best choice for you. It's, you know, it's the choice that you need to make, you know?
Hey, and if you're listening out there and you think, this would be good for, you know, maybe, you know, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your dad, your mom, or somebody, you can go to our webpage, wjbmradio.com, and go to Listen on Demand, and you can look up this interview, and you can hear Nathan explain all about Rent to One. So you'll know before you even go in. So thanks, Nathan, for coming in, and have a great day. I know you got to get back to work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.